a fragmented, inadequate system which fails our children daily. This is how the National Director of World Vision described the state of child protection services last year. In addition, perpetrators aren't brought to justice, and children don't receive crucial therapeutic and support services that are vital to their recovery and long-term well-being. Alvin Bridgelal is the head of Voice, a victim outreach center in Phoenix. He says the organization sees on average 130 to 150 cases of abuse a month, and more than a third of this involves children.
At 1 month, we opened about 37 cases, and that's quite a bit. We have these cases all the time. KZN is on the top three in the country.
Alvin, but why do these cases fall apart when they get to court?
Well, it deals a lot with the police investigation, because how they handle it. And I think the other thing that we need to concern ourselves is with the social workers. That is another item on itself. Social workers have not done enough. I think there's lots of funds raised, there's lots of monies that come into the department, but they have not been consistent in how they do their jobs.
I contacted Aruna Chetty, the head of Phoenix Child Welfare, to respond to Alvin's criticism and allegations of them not doing their jobs. She refused her right to reply, saying her board won't allow the interview. Alvin says he's fed up with the excuses from social services, including their argument that they are overloaded with cases.
That has been the argument for the last 20 years now. So if you're overloaded all the time and you always got problems, and if you let this community talk, they will tell you a lot of sad stories about when they went to social services, what happened. Like the father that went to the social service and he reported that his child has been abused. So if they stepped in at that time, then we wouldn't have had baby in such a traumatic stage.
Alvin is referring to the biological father of the four-year-old child that was abused by her mother while her boyfriend filmed it. The father spoke candidly of his struggle with getting social services to take his claim seriously. You say that when you received her on one of your visits, she had nits and lice in her hair, she was unkempt, she told you that she was left alone at home while they went to work. What did you do?
I approached the social worker. So obviously, on her side, we cleaned up, took out the nits and lice, bought clothes for her. We made sure she was, you know, well taken care of, but it was for a few days because it's on the weekend. Thereafter, I approached the social worker to actually find out, because I didn't know the procedures. It's the first time I was experiencing something like this. So I actually approached the social worker to see what I should do. The matter was already in court. So I was actually told, you know what, it's already in court, and when you go to court, you need to use or show them all of this.
So when you told the social worker about that, did they act on it? Did they get the police involved? Did they take statements?
They didn't get the police involved, no. No statements. But I just went there to explain to them as to what was going on.
Is your complaint on record with the Phoenix Child Welfare?
I don't know if it's on record, but I did sign in when I went there.
Alvin says he also couldn't get any answers from social services.
They're very evasive of the answers. They never came. And I've asked the NPA. I've spoken to the chief prosecutor to say that, listen, that I believe that the social worker that the father went to must be charged for defeating the ends of justice.
So it seems like somebody's not doing their job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the heads of these social services need to come and speak up and tell us what is going on.
I requested an interview with the National Prosecuting Authority, but they said the matter is pending in court and therefore is sub judice. The provision of Section 28(2) of the Constitution wouldn't allow such a move. Tomorrow we chat to the South African Police Services about their role in protecting our children. Listen in at 8:40.